and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And over this past weekend, the 49th Scottish National Ploughing Championships took place right here in our own MFR patch. It was at Croft Crooney Farm near Tor, and Andrew Gammy was the host farmer. From horses to vintage, right through to the modern, all ages and types of ploughing were there. And Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead, joined by MSP Dave Thompson, turned out on Saturday morning to welcome the big crowds. Much to everyone's amazement, the rain managed to stay away. Ground conditions were perfect, and Richard commented that he was humbled watching so many ploughmen use the skills passed down from their forefathers, and it just served to remind him and the government of the vital role played by our nation's food producers. And here, Pete Small from the Scottish National Ploughing Association sets the scene on the field.
A big turnout of local dealers with demonstrators of all the latest modern ploughing technology. Yeah. We'll have the tractor with the push-pull, with the front-mounted plough and the rear-mounted plough, and all the main plough manufacturers are all represented.
And an important part of any ploughing match nowadays is the vintage section, and he went on to tell us just how important it is.
The vintage movement has become very popular, and it's helped bolster Scottish ploughing local level, the local regional matches, and right up to the Scottish match.
And what is this we're looking at here particularly?
This is a 1939 Fordson tractor and a Sellers of Huntley trailing plough. And this is the tractor that they say won the war because they were producing such huge numbers at Dagenham during the war. And Sellers, a local plough maker with their trailing plough. And this is a typical ploughing yoke from the north of Scotland back in the war era.
And that particular rig belongs to host farmer Andrew Gammy.
As you can hear, it's ticking away there quite the thing. So.
Well, let's hear him go.
And amongst the prize winners over the weekend, no surprises at all, Andrew Mitchell Sr., current world champion, won the reversible section, and Andrew Mitchell Jr. won in the conventional ploughing section. And the Mitchells once again getting the chance to represent Scotland in the World Championships in Croatia next September. And at least there's one place where Scotland can claim world champions, and that's out on the ploughing field. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.